Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, we're happy to have a shot, you know. It could have played out a number of different ways today, and played out as it did, so we'll get ready for Sacramento.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, that's another thing, and I think when you're the best at what you do, you take whatever hand you're dealt, and you sort of go, let's go. We got this. In other words, great example would be you and I both love golf.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
First time, actually the only time. Only time I ever went to the Masters as a fan.
Okay.
I'll never forget this.
Hello, friends.
BJ Singh hits the ball on, what is that par three that's kind of early? Six or seven? It's a long one. You know the course almost better than I do, even
that's
though I've
four.
Been there. Yep. Whatever. Super long one,
yep.
Right?
Okay. 240 yesterday.
Yeah. So he hits it high right, and it goes into the bushes.
Oh, no.
All right?
No.
That's not good.
No.
And he goes over there, and, you know, out of the leaves, and
yep.
It pops out. Anyway, he made a double or a triple bogey.
Yep.
And then he goes to the next hole, and who I was watching with goes, did you see that? And I go, what? And he goes, that dude just made a triple bogey at the Masters. And then he pulled out a banana.
Right.
And I was like, it's actually a really interesting point.
Potassium.
Well,
important.
Sure. Yeah. You got to replenish, Dibs.
Always.
But that's what the best do. They're like, this is what I was dealt with. I got this. And then whatever the result of that is, whoop, anthill. We're going to get, here we go. Next hole. Let's go do this. I wonder that about these Golden State Warriors. You're champions. You've let everybody know all about it for 2 years. You hold four fingers up. You've said, I can't get out of bed for games in March. You tapped out of a huge game in Orlando. You get yourself thrown out. You made one of your brethren cry. Like, all of these things have happened in recent months. And now I'm to believe, and I hope it to be true, that the Warriors, as Steve Kerr just said, are you know, happy to be here. Like, are you?
Right.
Because I think that affects the game tomorrow night. Like, if you truly are like, this is an opportunity versus, oh, hell, we got to go do this.
Right.
That
get
little,
on a bus.
Right. That little sort of like turn to your mentals, I think has everything to do with how this week goes.
Right, especially when you think about, like, what it means to go there and win. Okay, so you go to Sac and you win, and then you take a bus ride back, and now you have to get on a plane and go to either New Orleans or L.A. and win again just to get an actual series. So I wonder about the vets, you know, Steph and Clay and Dre. They have four rings, and Kevon's got three, and Wiggs has one. And, you know, these are veterans, and So you're trying to get them. Chris Paul is 38, almost 39, and you're trying to get him to get ramped up for a play-in game in Sacramento after a bus ride. It's hard to think about like the big mountain that you would have to climb to actually get where you want to get.
How do you feel about it? Like, I wonder.
I feel good.
Warrior fan, is tomorrow night fun? Is it an opportunity? Is it make nachos and invite the friends and open up?
Have a beer. Yeah.
Is it that where you're like, okay, man, let's go. One and done.
Yes.
Turf war,
yes.
Sack and Golden State. Or are you like, I can't believe we're in this cockamamie thing. Are you kidding me? The Warriors can't make the playoffs without having to do a double dip this week?
Right.
I wonder, you know, like I think you, doesn't matter. We're fans. It's not like we're going to affect the game.
Right.
But I think those sort of mental aspects of sports, they infiltrate even the locker room. You can only fake it to make it so many times.
Right.
You can only convince yourself, great, I can't believe this is such an opportunity. It's like if you hit the ball in the woods 8 times in a row,
right.
The 8th time you might be like, you know what, today's not my day.
Right.
So are the Warriors at that spot? Because this was the point I made last week on Thursday. There's so many of you who are like, they could go on a run, but they need to trade Wiggins this offseason. It's like, well, wait a minute. Then you don't.
Right.
You're not here. Are you here or are you there? In your mind right now, is tomorrow night April 16th or July 1st?
For me, it's April 16th.
Good for you.
And it's because of, in large part, Sacramento. And the fact that it's Sacramento makes me a little bit more dialed in than if it was New Orleans or Memphis or, you know, the Clippers or whatever else. Because it feels like it's a game that is a rivalry, quote unquote. And I know how much they want it. So based on what they want, I want to keep them from having what we have, which is success. So for me, it's the fact that it's Warriors-Kings makes it a little bit more important, a little bit more charged up. Let's get this win tomorrow, and then we can worry about Friday and whoever it'll be. Then if it's L.A., then I'll be even more ramped up because, you know, it's L.A. And if it's New Orleans, it'll still be a little bit ramped up because New Orleans just came in here on Friday and took away your chance to get the 8 seed.
This is going to sound weird.
Yeah.
I really want the Lakers to win tomorrow. Like, big, 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 big time want the Lakers to win tomorrow.
So they don't have to go to L.A.
It's twofold. Yes, I do think the Warriors have a better chance on a would-be Friday night in New Orleans than they do in L.A. I like that matchup better, number one. Number two, a win for the Lakers tomorrow night feeds them to the Nuggets, which is their kryptonite. It is. They can't beat the Nuggets. Ask
Who
a
can?
Laker fan. Well, maybe
right.
nobody.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody. But the Lakers cannot beat the Nuggets. So feed the Lakers to the Nuggets because what I don't want is...
Like meat to the lions.
Yeah, I don't want
to.
I don't want the Warriors to be in L.A. Friday night because if they are, A, I fear that they might lose.
Right.
And B, if they did lose, the Lakers would go play Oklahoma City and they might win that series too.
Oh, geez.
And then we've got the whole stupid, here we go with the Lakers out of the play-in tournament and LeBron, but... Just please stab me in the face with a fork. I don't want to see that.
I will.
So go Lakers tomorrow night. Feed to the Nuggets because you can lose in 5, even though I've already said there won't be any 5-game series.
Right.
That might be the one exception because they can't beat that team. Jokic completely takes their size away from them, and the rest of the floor is just better. And they won't win in Denver because they're old and they'll run out of gas and all that stuff. Anthony will get hurt 4 times. It'll be a wonderful series. They'll lose. And... gives the Warriors, I think, a little bit of a better puncher's chance. Puncher's chance no matter what.
Sure.
But a better chance in New Orleans Friday night. And then you win that and a series in Oklahoma City against the Pups.
Yeah.
I think they're a very good team. And I would still favor them against the Warriors. But that would be more interesting than facing Denver. I can tell
for
you
sure.
that.
Yeah, for sure.
And the Warriors are not in danger of facing Denver, obviously.
No, and more viable, I think, to take on OKC and a team that I think has an average age.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Of 23 and a half, according to their roster, one of the youngest teams ever to make the playoffs. And so, you know, your championship pedigree against the young pups, as you said,
it'd be great.
It'd be great. And I think that the tempo that OKC plays with is dangerous, but you know, if they're not on, all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors have a little chance with, you know, the veteran pedigree to slow it down and, you know, get into more of a grinder game and beat OKC. But long way to go between now and then, you know.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
Give me your current percentage of the Warriors getting to OKC.
I'd put it at 25.
Ooh.
You thought it'd be higher?
I did. Not a lot.
25.
I thought you were going to say something more closer to 35, which is that's kind of where I'm at.
Tomorrow is a 60-40 game.
Agreed.
60 you should win, 40 you might lose.
I might even tick it up a little bit.
Okay. But even if it's 60-40, then going to New Orleans, I would put that at like 35-65, and yeah, going to LA would be 30-70, based on, I think, what, I mean, LA's a worse matchup, but New Orleans came in here on Friday, and they kind of handled you.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Tale of four quarters.
Sure.
Warriors
and the second
first,
quarter were awful.
Yeah, yeah. They were an absolutely awful second quarter. Warriors came right back in the third quarter. Fourth quarter got a little bit, like, you know, toss-up-y. And, you know, you had a shot there in that last minute.
Right.
And it didn't go in.
Nope.
It didn't go in. But, you know, they're right there. And that's how a lot of these games are going to go. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons why I'm going to try real hard to, A, we've already got formed opinions, and B, whenever this whole thing ends, I want to form opinions based on all the things that I've seen, because it is literally ludicrous, this particular Western Conference, to start making broad strokes based on what happens this week.
Right.
It's kind of crazy that it all comes down to this. These teams, I find them to be so incredibly evenly matched, almost up and down the whole Western Conference. I think Denver, I set them apart, and then, you know, all the teams in the top four, they're a little bit better, but they're absolutely capable of stinker games, and everyone all the way down to the bottom is capable of an unbeatable game where, like, you play so well, like, no one on the planet has beaten you on that night. They're all capable, and so the fact that now you get these games where it's like, ah, you lose,
right,
you go home, is crazy, because it's like, I have no idea what the hell's going to happen when these teams all get together.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Warriors have to have two of those games where they're unbelievable, or at least very good.
Yeah, tomorrow they're going to be very good.
Right, be very good, and then you get to Friday, and then maybe you have to be very good, or maybe you have to be unbelievable, and then you get into a seven game with OKC, and you'd have to be, you know, very good four times, or at least better than them four times.
Although, I'll add, like, tomorrow night is also intriguing with that first game to watch. Like, this is going to sound ridiculous, but who comes out of it healthy? There's nothing but players made of glass in that game. Anthony Davis, I will shock you with this if you haven't looked it up.
Okay.
Do you know how many games he played this year?
Like 75? Is that the number?
Look at the big brains on Dan.
I just ballparked it.
Good Lord, that's
exactly
right. I
know he played a ton.
It's exactly right, yeah. And it ties his career high.
Oh, geez.
But you would have thought with the number of times he's gotten hurt that he had played 8 games this year.
Right.
And he was on the ground at the end of yesterday's game.
Of course he was.
And limped off and couldn't walk. And they're like, but he's going to play Tuesday. I'm like, right. Are you sure? And then LeBron is almost 40 years old. Brandon Ingram just came back from injury. And their other star is Zion. Like, I don't know who the hell is going to play on Friday.
Right.
Whoever comes out of that game. Anything could happen.
Well, and Zion's played, I think, 68. And a lot of that was because they didn't want him to play back-to-backs early in the year. But he's played more games than ever before. So he's been healthy. And AD's been, like, really healthy other than the fact that he seems to go out every other game after he plays. He gets hurt, you know, finger in the eye or, you know, dude, whatever it is.
He's such a Paul Pierce.
Totally.
He's like, I'm in a wheelchair, but I'll play in an hour. It's not untrue about the Warriors either, though. Chris Paul's postseason resume is what it is.
Oh, boy. Knock on wood.
You know what I mean? Draymond's back.
Yep.
Stephen Clay.
GP2 with the calf.
GP2.
Won't play this week.
You know, GP2 staying healthy has been a problem. All right, Jonathan in the city next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Jonathan, what's cooking?
Hey, nothing right now, but excited, super excited about tomorrow and the possibility of getting a playoff and getting out of the play-in. You know, whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to be happy either way because here's a guy coming from the Joe Smith, Daniel Marshall, Antoine Jameson, a big three back in the day. And one thing before I go, I just want to say, man, in my book, Draymond Green gets a pass in perpetuity unless he does something very criminal, because you know why? Imagine if Draymond Green ever happened, we might be talking about getting the Splash Brothers their first ring ever.
Well, I'm kind of with you, Jonathan. Thank you very much. I'm kind of with you where I have a full understanding for why people, Dibs like you, are done. I get it. I don't get to a spot emotionally where it bothers me in that way, but I fully understand how many of you it does.
Yeah.
And whether it's compartmentalizing or whether it's giving people a pass that you shouldn't, is it being weak? You know, the Warriors not punishing him. I don't know what you want to call it, but I do whittle it down in the end to a couple of things. I will still, until it's not true, I will firmly believe the Warriors are a better team with him than without him. And that's pretty much enough for me, unless you're like some sort of crook. Are you hitting your wife?
No.
Are you,
no,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No. Yeah.
We're talking about somebody who emotionally loses control on a basketball court. And for me, that's not like a moral death blow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But I think that you're downplaying exactly what it is when he loses control on a basketball court.
Maybe.
And, you know, he lost control in a practice and, you know, punched a teammate in the face. And that cost that teammate most of the year for whatever reason. But that kind of, you know, jaded the whole season last year. And then this year he lost control on a basketball court multiple times. Once he choked an opponent, once he flail punched a guy, and once he got two techs and got ejected 3.5 minutes into a game. So for me, if you're not going to be a championship team, and I don't think that they are next year, I don't think they are this year, if that's the way we're going to go, the trajectory rather, then I'd rather root for a team that doesn't have him.
Understood.
Yeah.
Like I said, I get it.
Yeah.
I also think it is an oversimplification sensation.
That's cha-ching! Nice.
To come away from these seasons and say, this is on Draymond Green. Like, to me, oversimplification to say Draymond ruined last year by punching Jordan Poole and ruined this year by missing 20 games. There's so much more to that conversation.
There is.
So many more people who had an effect on it, positive and negative.
But for me, the biggest negatives of those 2 years were around him.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, last year the biggest negative was he punched Jordan Poole, and this year the biggest negative was he missed 20 games based on two suspensions.
Yeah. That's a fair opinion. It's a fair opinion. Yeah. Let's go to John in Richmond. Hey, John, what's up? You're with Willard and Dibs.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I just want to say the Warriors, you know, when their three-pointers is going, they're very electric, but nothing is more deflating when they're turning the ball over. And I think, you know, everybody has lost a step this year, including Steve Kerr, the head coach, you know, there where he doesn't call out the team quite enough, you know, when, like, some of the passes, Steph Curry's got almost 3,000 career turnovers, you know, they're just as deflating. And it seems like sometimes he's just playing with too much house money.
Whoop. Where'd he go?
Hunger is not there.
Why did you turn yellow? Oh. Sorry, John. You got clicked off. Lucas got fat. That was like when somebody, he needed to get auto-corrected on his text. He just hit like four letters at once. Go. What was your point again about Steve Kerr's got too much house money?
No, I was just saying that the coaching staff has not called out the teams. You know, some of the passes that Curry's thrown, like in the game against New Orleans, that, you know, King Kong on a ladder couldn't have caught that.
Can I be devil's advocate, John? Can I be devil's advocate and ask you a question? What would it do for the Warriors if the coaching staff called Steph Curry out more?
He needs to. Every time the reporter or the media guys ask him, he says, well, they've been carrying us for 15 years. It's just the hunger is not there. You know, he's still in his prime. But, you know, some of these passes, he's got almost 3,000 career turnovers. It's so deflating. Nothing is more deflating as a Warrior fan when they turn the ball over. They're very electric. The key to success is getting shots up. When they put more shots up than the team, than their opponent, they're almost unbeatable.
But, John, what would it do if he called them out? That's what I'm asking you. Like, I'm not even disagreeing with you. Here we go again with it's Steve Kerr's fault because people are throwing bad passes. That's Steph bleeping Curry we're talking about. And by the way, the Warriors have always turned the ball over a ton. And it didn't bother us when they were winning championships. Now it's suddenly a problem and you'd like them called out publicly. What would that do for the Warriors?
Winning championships, they were having far too less games or a few games, you know, where they were, you know, losing on the turnover battle. It seems like the last two seasons, the Achilles heel for this team is not rebounding, not defense, which everybody says they need size. That's not true. This, you know, turning the ball over just kills the momentum. That's what the Warriors' bread and butter is, to move up and down but not do silly passes.
Yeah, John, I hear you. You're having a hard time getting to an answer to my question.
Right, right.
Yeah, you can yell about turnovers all you want. They actually led the league in turnovers the year that they won the title 2 years ago.
Right, right.
So my question is, what's it going to do positively for the Warriors if you start calling superstars out publicly? I'm sorry, that's not the way you handle adults. It's just not. That's not a good leadership quality
at
all.
Turnovers are lower than they were during the championship
years. There you go. So it's just, I understand how frustrating it is, but that's not what's holding them back. What's holding them back is that the other parts of their game are not as devastating as they were 2 years ago to cover up for the turnovers.
Right.
They've never not been this in terms of turnovers.
Right. And if you look at Steph Curry's career, he's been between 3.0 and 2.8 turnovers every single year. And this year he's at 2.8, which is the lowest since 2020. And he's been this player his entire career. He'll give you 3 turnovers a game. Right. He'll give you 6 assists a game. That's the ratio.
And 8 memories a game. Like, I mean, honestly,
least,
like, this is Steph Curry we're talking about. And by the way, I'll also add this. A press conference is not where you call a player out. So in other words, maybe he is. You're not going to know about it.
Right.
We're not going to know about it. That's not what you do.
Steve needs to bury him publicly.
It's like, hey, call Monty Poole and do a hit piece. Because I've had enough of the Curry guy.
Right.
That's it. Really. Honestly, Steph, I've had enough.
Enough is enough. Exactly.
You know. So, like, but we don't know what the hell's being said behind closed doors. You'll hear a lot of people with the Warriors say that the team did get into an accountability conversation with Klay Thompson at the end of last year and into the offseason in the beginning of this year. Dude, you're chucking. And they're not good shots. And you might want to think about not doing that anymore.
Right.
That happens.
And we also know they got into a little bit of a conversation with Andrew Wiggins about, you know, playing harder. Hey, Andrew, how about you try?
They do that
on the regular.
Every night.
Right?
Every night. Jeez. That's the one that they do take to the press conference.
Exactly.
Andrew knows that, you know, we like him to be aggressive and we're not any good if he's not. And
yeah.
So, you know.
And when he is, then they go out there on the press conference and go, that's the Andrew we need.
That's the guy we want.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.